Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 320. What has kept God busy since creation? There have been no new worlds or planets created in the universe since God kept that first Sabbath. Thus the heavens and the earth, and all the hosts of them, were finished, says Genesis 2, verse 1. What has kept God busy since then? The answer, a work of reconciling heaven and earth, because war broke out in heaven, Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. The great controversy has involved the universe as well as this fallen planet, for Revelation 12, verse 12, says that because of the victory won in this reconciliation, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Finally, as one wise writer has said, the great controversy is ended. Sin and sinners are no more. The entire universe is clean. One pulse of harmony and gladness beats through the vast creation. This blessed harmony will be the result of God's work on His cosmic Day of Atonement, which means simply, His Day of Reconciliation, the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary, the ending of alienation. Is your human heart reconciled to God? Are you alert to realize that your natural human heart is enmity against God? For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be, except through the atonement of Christ. Do you still wrestle with the lingering sense that somehow you must make yourself good before He can be reconciled to you, and before He can really accept you and respect you? Do you have that nagging feeling that He cannot truly be your friend until you are worthy? While you are sitting in the pigsty, do you wish you had a father who would forgive and accept the prodigal? If so, you need to know about the Day of Atonement. As never before in world history, the world's attention is directed now to the atoning sacrifice of Christ, where God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. But you can't be unless you first believe He is reconciled to you. So, spend a thoughtful hour contemplating the cross where that reconciliation was accomplished.